views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Julie's Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Hey, stay with us for the next hour as we explore our interconnected world. Every Tuesday here on the Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. Today, we're going to explore a kind of connection that we haven't really talked much about here on the Dr. Julie Show. I invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment. Sit back, relax, and connect with your essential self as we explore the human connection. I have our executive producer and music master, David Eisen, joining me here today. Hello, David.
Hey there, Julie. Nice to see you again.
Again, see you on the airwaves. Hey, David. We always have a good conversation when you're here, and I'm looking forward to today.
Nice. Yes, here we are.
Here we are. And so, David, you and I have a very parallel journey going on right now in our lives, and it's very parallel, and yet there's a lot of differences, and we can get into that later. But this journey with our fathers has made me really contemplate the nature of relationship and connection. And listeners, some of you know that I recently lost my father. And just in the last few days, something peculiar has happened, which I think is really interesting. So my maternal grandmother, my mom's mom, had two daughters. I love the math with this too, David. You're going to like this math too. But so my maternal grandmother had two daughters, and both of her daughters had four daughters. And so there's eight of us cousins. And, you know, time passes and families move away and live. We were so close as little girls, and we were raised together and what have you. And then as we become adults, everyone lives apart, out of state. We hardly see each other after my grandmother's passing. And so here we are, these eight cousins, these eight female cousins. Well, both of our fathers have had a lengthy illness. And Saturday, my uncle passed away.
Wow.
It was 2 weeks to the day of my father's passing. So we have this matriarch that had two daughters. Those two daughters had these four daughters each. And the eight cousins, our dad passed away, our dad's 2 weeks from the day. And this experience has really made me contemplate on the differences with connection and relationship. And I know that most of our listeners here, you've experienced a time when you're not physically seeing someone or talking to somebody very much. It might be years that separate us. And then when we're together, there's something about this deep connection. Instantly, we just feel something. We just know that person. And I had that on the paternal side of my family recently, as several of my cousins on my father's side came back to pay their respects for the funeral, and haven't seen some of them for decades. And there's this instant connection. There's something there that's more than a relationship. And then, of course, with my cousins on my maternal side, they came up and visited my dad when he was still alive in the hospital, and we had a great reunion. And again, that connection was just there. There's no words for it. It's different than a relationship. I don't have a relationship with them on a day-to-day kind of reality, and yet instantly there's this deep connection. And so here we are on this journey to the Father, and here you are doing the same thing, David. So I'd love to open it up with this conversation of relationship versus connection.
So let me ask you a question, Julie.
Okay.
What do you feel is the difference between relationship and connection, given the current experiences that you're having?
Well, you know, I'll speak to my cousins and then I'll speak to my father, because I think it's a very different thing and yet it's very similar to me. But what I've experienced over the last couple of weeks that's a kind of a transformative process is, in relationship, the bifurcated nature of who I am as Julie Kroll, as cousin, as daughter, as psychotherapist, as spiritual teacher, as all those things, I have or don't have relationships with these persons, as in the interaction, the daily communication, the weekly or monthly communication, whatever that is. And yet I have the role of being connected. And that relationship is very different than this familial thing that comes. It's kind of like a knowing from my essential self of maybe traveling together in a different frequency. There's this kindred, soulful connection that feels very different than our cousin relationship. And don't get me wrong, I value our cousin relationships. I valued the time that we had as children. I love getting together, having our kids get together, and spending time together. But the connection, one cousin in particular that came to my father's funeral, I love all my cousins, but this one I haven't seen for decades. And I was just, I was in this whole new realm looking forward to seeing him, and just in this expansive place with gosh, David, I can't explain it.
I know, but it's really interesting listening to you figure it out as you speak.
Yeah, and that's what's happening. There's a nonverbal, really deep, soulful connection with some of these cousins. And, you know, with my dad, he always lived in a different state from me. My parents divorced when I was a child and moved out of state. I got to see him, you know, maybe twice a year. Connect on the phone when we could. And over the years, when he retired, he literally moved farther away from me. And I really grieved that part of the relationship of having him be available for my children's activities or things going on in our lives, or having him just come hang out at the lake for the weekend. I miss that relationship with him because he moved farther away. And yet, I always felt a deep connection.
I think, if I may interrupt you, please, I have an idea all of a sudden. So I'm going to say this phrase, relationship creates the opportunity for connection. Relationship creates the opportunity for connection. So if we look at that, if you will, through the window of creative consciousness, at least I see that, first of all, the distinction between relationship and connection is pretty subtle. you know, because both things are relational. You know, connection is a relationship, and relationship obviously is relationship. However, I feel what I just said is pretty interesting in that relationship, being in relationship, because that's what you are, right? You're anyone is who is in a relationship, and no matter what kind it is in quotes, being in relationship. And just because we're in relationship does not mean that you are experiencing any type of, in quotes, profound connection. There's a lot of surface relationships. So I think what the portal of consciousness, which last week we explored, and we understand now that where we discovered the portal of consciousness was in the connection between the comet Ison as the sun and then the S-U-N as the father. And it was the journey of the sun to the father that was the connection. And it was the connection that created the portal that we call the portal of consciousness. And the further understanding was that the portal was there due to the connection. And what that was, the portal was the opportunity to choose to be in relationship. You see, so it's really interesting. It's like relationship is all around you and connection is all around you, but it's your choice on how you view the nature of the relationship that affects or enhances or detracts even from the nature of connection.
Oh, I want to jump in here because I have a lot to say about that. Yeah, hello. However, it is time for a break. So you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
All righty, we're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is our executive producer, David Eisen. We've been talking about our journey to the Father, but we've started out with really trying to define the difference between relationship and connection. And, you know, David, there's something for me. I know if we went to Webster Dictionary, we're going to see, you know, so many likenesses in the words and the definition of it. But I think that what I'm trying to express is this feeling of connection that's just very different than relationship. I like how you said relationship creates the opportunity for connection. But for me, it's kind of like I have a relationship with a piano and I feel connected to the music. I have a relationship with my painting, but I feel connected to art, or feel a relationship with my favorite forest and feel really connected with nature. There's something deeper, more cellular, something in my DNA that I'm experiencing with these relationships.
So I think, again, I think that's exactly the point, is that relationship is a construct, right? That's what a relationship is. It's a shape. In other words, you have to have more than one thing in order for there to be a relationship. Okay?
Yes.
Yes, that's like a universal thing, that you have to have more than one thing in order for there to be a relationship. So therefore, relationship is a construct. It's an architecture. It's a form. And for going further then, There is an infinite variety of possible forms that are relationships. In other words, there's an infinite possibility for an infinite variety of relationships. So you have the relationship between you and your father. You have the relationship between you and the piano. You have the relationship between you and the forest. All of those things are, again, constructs. They're architectures. They're shapes. And I say here, you know, the new thing that's emerging is that relationship which in this thing would be then a construct, that the shape of relationship, just the pure shape of it, like the shape of the relationship between you and the piano, okay, that shape produces the opportunity for the deeper connection that you just spoke about.
Yeah, and
it's
can
not,
you see the difference,
reversed,
too, of these
right?
constructs? Sorry, David. Can you see the there's the construct, the form of these relationships, which really is in this three-dimensional form of this world.
Exactly.
And then there's this what we're referring to with this essential self, experiencing itself in relationship to these others in a way that's connection and not just
right.
that form.
Not just architecture, if you will, not
yeah.
just form. So that's, again, that's really makes sense here, that the form, right, which is the architecture, the form produces the presence of the form creates the opportunity for the function that is the connection. I like that
mm-hmm.
a lot. Is that you could even say that relationship is a form, and that contained in the form is the possibility and the probability, if you will, for connection. And you could say that connection is actually the function of relationship. And further, you could say that it's what we're discussing really is the quality and the character of connection, right? Isn't that right? Isn't that what we're doing? We're discussing the character, the quality that a relationship takes, which means that your connection to the your relationship to the piano, your relationship to the forest, your relationship to your father is a form. And that form creates the opportunity for you to choose the nature of the connection that you have within the context of that relationship. So
yeah.
Here is a really interesting thing, which has something to do with the idea that it's just like we're talking about the portal of consciousness, right? And choosing the nature of the connection, because that was the portal, and that you couldn't step through the portal without choosing to do so. The presence of the portal was there, i.e. the relationship between the father and the son, S-U-N, the S-O-N and the S-U-N, was there. The relationship was there. But it was the connection that created the portal, and the portal was really the choice how you view what is the character and the quality of your connection.
Yeah, and so to reverse this whole process and conversation, the choice of who we are in relationship is really important to create that quality and character of the connection. And I just want to bring up, you and I are on parallel journeys, and you are going to be with your father. And it's an interesting journey because of your history, your relationship, but it is a conscious choice, again, practicing this creative consciousness. You're putting yourself in this place
I am choosing to do this. I do not, in my life, listeners are certainly not aware of these things, but just take it from me, that in my life, my relationship with my father is not normal. I didn't meet my father until I was 40 years old, and we've developed a semi-type of relationship. I'm 63 years old. My father is 90 years old. He's a doctor and a piano player, and I am who I am. And despite the fact that we never grew up together. There was no father-son relationship. Now, at 90 years old and at 63 years old, there's nobody but him and I. My mother's gone. I have no other relationships. Neither does my father. So it's really come down to, after 63 years, it's come down to the relationship between my father and myself. It's very much the son, S-O-N, going to the S-U-N. And so I am choosing to move, literally move my home from Ojai, California to Bellingham, Washington, which is where my father lives, so I can be with my real father as he transitions and moves to the next phase in his life. And so the son, S-O-N, is making a conscious decision to heal and through connection, through the connection, and it is only possible, the healing that I'm speaking about is only possible by, if you will, by my choosing to do that. So I think that example, using my little story there as an example, is really what we're talking about relationship and connection.
Yeah, and I have another thought about that I want to share with our listeners about what you've experienced in connection and relationship to your father. So let's do that right after the break. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, we're going to continue this discussion on the journey to the father. Stay with us.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and I have our executive producer, David Eisen, with us. We're talking about the journey to the Father, but before we convene, I want to just let our listeners know you can always find David at the Chakra System, ChakraSoundSystem.com. Is that right, David?
Yes.
ChakraSoundSystem.com, and find us on the Dr. Julie Show at thedrjulieshow.com. So we were talking about this quality and character of relationship and connection, and the choice that we're making. And I wanted to say something about your relationship, but it's kind of like this choice of I could have believed that there was something about my relationship that was discordant when my father moved farther away from me, or I can choose to know that I'm loved and experienced his connection. And it really is a choice. And David, you wrote a piece, a little blog piece a couple weeks ago, or you reshared it on that first time you met your father. And it was a beautiful piece, by the way. I enjoyed reading it, but there was something about the first time you met him, there was this connection, and then there were these pieces of who each of you were that were so similar and in the same frequency and characteristics that were there. And it really felt like even without the relationship, the connection was there, because the relationship did exist from birth, obviously. But there was something about your connection when you met your father for the first time. Do you want to tell our listeners about that?
Well, really quickly, I never met my father. I found my father. I flew to Los Angeles to meet my father when I was 40. I was coming down the escalator during, this was at the time when people could actually meet you at the plane. And there was a whole crowd of people, and I never saw a picture of my father. I didn't know anything. And there he was, and I could tell that that was my father. And within a 10-second flash of connection, which is exactly what it was, I saw myself in my father's eyes. I saw his nostrils, the hairline, the facial structures, all of this. And I realized at that exact moment that this was something that, in quotes, normal people have in relationship to their parents. And it was something that I did not have, which was the fact that in relationship, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, you see who you are in your parents. And so you have this constant connection and a constant, for lack of a better term, sort of reinforcement of who you are, or a reminder of who you are. And this contributes deeply to your sense of identity, which is your sense of identity, a person's sense of identity, is largely based on how you position yourself, how you locate yourself. And you locate yourself through your family and through your relationships and through your connections, et cetera, et cetera. So in this little tiny blip of time, after 40 years, in a 10-second little flash of connection, I saw myself. I realized that I didn't know any of these things, and then I realized what it meant not to grow up not having that. And that placed me on, really, it was one of the pivotal moments in my life that continued to place me on the path to self-awareness and the bringing forward of the essential self. That's that story.
Well, you know, you recently went to visit him this fall.
Yeah.
And I remember some very similar reflections about that time. And, you know, there's that, the reality of not knowing yourself in relationship with him. But then there was this other cosmic reality of knowing who you were in relationship to him and really seeing yourself in him in a lot of different ways. Do you want to reflect on that for our listeners?
Yeah, it's the constant presence of your parental, your parents, your, you know, where you came from. See, it's very third chakra at this level. It's about location, you know. And so in normal, again, relationships, be they good, bad, or indifferent, there is a constant presence of where you came from. And without that presence, you don't know where you came from. And that not knowing, the unknowing, creates a gnawing feeling within the identity structure for unknowing. This gnawing, this creates a drive to discover who you are, and so that drive is what I'm referring to as being on the path to self-awareness and to bringing forward the essential self. And I attribute my deep journey in that, because my entire life has been that, and my work is that, and my work reflects that. And I attribute the deep gnawing, you know, G-N-A-W-I-N-G, the yearning, I attribute that to not knowing my father. And so that was when I had that 10-second connection, which only people who don't know their father and meet them at 40 years old, you know, would have that experience, right? And so I, at that moment, I became aware, consciously aware of this unknowing and what the unknowing was propelling me to know. And that's very cool, because you know, we want to know why we do what we do, right? Creative consciousness is all about, again, learning how you choose what you choose and learning why you choose the things you choose. And that's the knowing that I'm referring to, which ultimately is the conversation about purpose and what is your purpose and how do you know what the purpose is? Well, the thing I'm describing, which is the essence of connection, a 10-second connection, which I never had before, a 10-second connection provided me with the answer to the gnawing yearning that I didn't know that I had it. And then in that connection, it was revealed that I had this gnawing, and that was why I was so deeply involved in self-awareness and developing self-awareness. And then secondarily, the connection provided me with the knowing of what that connection was and what it therefore meant to the purpose of the journey of self-awareness.
So this journey of self-awareness, David, in 3 minutes till break here, we don't have a lot of time, but your journey's taken another turn where literally you are literally changing your life to continue on this journey in a whole new way.
In the service of creating a relationship that provides the opportunity for connection. that is exactly what I'm doing, is choosing to step through the portal of consciousness, which was created by the comet Ison, right? David Ison and Harry Ison. It was created by the comet Ison, the connection between the sun, S-O-N-I, sun, and the Father, I, Son, S-U-N, and that connection is what created this choice, this opportunity for me to make this choice, which I am tomorrow morning getting in my loaded up van and driving 1,500 miles to move to Bellingham, Washington, to be with my Father. I am choosing to do that.
With very little face-to-face physical relationship. And I have to remind you, too, when you're talking about you, the Son, you're saying I, Son, S-O-N, and that is your last name, Ison.
That is my last name. And the comet, you know, Comet Ison. That's why for me, you know, in another land, this is all like super duper cosmic and, you know, really kind of big stuff.
I don't think you cannot do this.
No, it's a choice that was, we like to say in the early days of creative consciousness, that these things that we're looking for are the questions that answered themselves. I never said that to you before. That is the thing. That was the beginning of the idea of creating the conditions that allows the thing to come forward. It was based on this idea that what we need to do is continuously look for the questions that answered themselves. So we didn't answer them. They answered themselves. You see? Mm-hmm. So there's no getting. You know, there's not that whole point about not getting anything. It's just there. And so, yeah. Right, I have no choice to do this. I have to do this.
Yeah, and so, the question will answer itself. We need to take another break. We're on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, talking with our executive producer, David Ison, on a journey. And we will be right back.
In to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Ison and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. We've been talking with David Ison about relationship and connection. before we continue, I just want to remind you all, you can find more about the Dr. Julie Show on our website, www.thedrjulieshow.com. You can find David at chakrasoundsystem.com. Also, there's several links on our website with the Dr. Julie Show for David. And all the information is there. You can sign up for our monthly newsletter and stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie, where we continue the conversation. And next week, who knows what's going to be here? We've had so many surprises lately. But I want to remind our listeners to tune in, because we do have some amazing programs coming up this spring that are really going to be, in just a few weeks, you'll hear more about them. So I'm excited to really unveil that and talk about it more. So, David, I'm glad that we had you here today. What a conversation. And right before the break, you were talking about the concept of the questions that answer themselves. And I really appreciate that, of really creating these conditions that really allow the thing to come forward. We really practice that a lot, don't we?
Yes, we do. This is such a beautiful and complicated subject, and it can be elegant and simple and easy. And the basic premise is that if you have this little formula, which is a lovely formula, the formula is observe, recognize, validate, and receive. So there it is, right there. If you
say
can
it again
learn
for listeners.
Observe. You observe. You just look. And you look without wanting. This is very important. It's pure observation. This is very important. I don't want anything in this looking type of thing. So I purely observe, and in so doing, I actually recognize. And recognize here has incredible, because it has two meanings. It means to see, you know, to recognize. Oh, I recognize. And then it also means to recognize, to acknowledge. So you observe, you recognize, and through the process of recognition, you validate. You validate the existence of the object, whatever that may be. You validate its own unique existence. And then when you do that type of validation, you receive it. It gives itself to you. How cool is that? You see, it's the difference between getting versus receiving, you see? And so when we say we are creating the conditions that, in quotes, allows the thing, in quotes, to come forward, this is precisely what we're talking about. We're, instead of trying to get something, which means that we want it, you know, like, I don't want anything from my father. I used to. I wanted him to apologize. I wanted him to, in quotes, own what he did. I wanted even some sort of retribution or some, I wanted something from him. And it was when I saw myself doing that, and this was just 2 years ago, it took me 60 years, but when I finally saw myself wanting this from my father, and I saw that I was never going to get it, number one. Number two, that vision of observing, recognizing, validating, and receiving what I received from myself via the connection to my father, I received the beauty and the joy of just of gratitude. I was grateful for the choices that my father made. Because without his choices, I wouldn't have lived the life that I live. And I have an amazing life And it wasn't, that is only possible because of the choices that Dr. Eisen made in his life. And so now, once I was there with that, all of my need and desire went away. And I could see him, I could observe him clearly and lovingly and beautifully. And through that window, that's what allowed me to step through the portal of consciousness. And Julie, simultaneously with this realization came Comet Eisen.
Which, if nobody has followed Comet Eisen, they really do need to check out your Facebook page and some of the things, because really the lessons and what has come forward with that has been really quite remarkable. But
it is amazing.
The role of gratitude is a really important place. And, you know, I mentioned it last week, too, when I was talking about my father, because just like saying when my father moved farther away from me when he retired, you know, I could hold that in a place of wanting or having a need. And after moving into gratitude for who he is, for our connection, for everything about our relationship and our connection, I really witnessed an amazing, beautiful story when I took him home to die in Utah. I really understood his sense of home and the relationships he had there and the love that was there for him and everything he created. And if I wasn't in that place of gratitude, I never would have seen that. I wouldn't have been blessed
have seen
by that
it.
Experience.
Right. And that's what I'm talking about observing, recognizing, validating, and receiving. You received the what did you receive? You received the opportunity to open the portal of gratitude.
Yeah.
And there it is. There it is. That is the difference between relationship and connection.
How many minutes later? What a beautiful conversation this has been. I would love to just continue this on for hours, because it's an important lesson. But really understanding that portal, and maybe that's not the right word that people will understand, but the power of choice and the power of really living from our essential self, not that identity, that separate self of finite personality, person roles and what have you, but really understanding this from this place of creative consciousness, we move into this bigger picture, and there is a whole lot of peace and joy in this place of gratitude.
Honest peace and honest joy. Honest, right? The question that answers itself.
The question that answers itself. Look what we've learned today. The relationship creates the opportunity for connection. And that is our choice to move into that and to really define that for what we want it to be. When we're in the place of gratitude, it comes forward in this beautiful, authentic way.
Honest way.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Did you say amen
beautiful.
Or I'm in?
Yes.
What did you say?
Lovely.
Okay.
Now what do we do?
Yeah. Well, fortunately, we're at a really good place to pause, because this is a beautiful conversation, but we are at that pausing point because it's time. You are listening to the Dr. Julie Show. It's been a great day with David Eisen, our executive producer. Again, tune in to thedrjulieshow.com for more information on upcoming shows, and you can listen to archives there. Join us every Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central, noon Pacific, for the Dr. Julie Show. Hey, have a great week, everyone. David, I'm looking forward to following your journey. And I'm just going to encourage everybody, make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity. Clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.